here's a story from The World.
Just a few months ago, as you'll remember, Australia was battling record heat, drought, and massive deadly bushfires. Many activists and scientists there have been drawing connections between the devastating fires and climate change and criticizing the Australian government for not taking enough action. Now they're suing the government. 23-year-old law student Cata O'Donnell is leading a class action lawsuit, accusing her country for failing to disclose the financial risks from climate change. It's believed to be the first time that a climate case like this has been brought against a nation's government. Cata O'Donnell joins us now from Melbourne. When did you first decide, Cata, you wanted to sue the government?
Well, I decided this year, but I can't remember a time when climate change wasn't a concern to me. I think it really was the Black Summer bushfires that we've just had this past summer that it really was a point where I thought we can't keep going like this.
I mean, you chose a pretty unusual legal argument. You are accusing the Australian government of failing to disclose the material risks of climate change to people investing in government bonds. So why focus on the financial investment risks of climate change?
Climate change is going to be expensive. The recent fires that we've had here have been estimated to cost our economy over $100 billion. Severe weather events are going to cost our economy a lot, and it's going to impact the value of government bonds.
So what you're saying essentially is that the Australian government issuing bonds, basically they're asking people to invest in government projects and that they'll be sound. And you're saying, look at these fires. How can the government kind of stand by this claim? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the bonds that I hold mature in 2050. So by that time, science tells us that we're going to be living in a very different world, one that is frequented with severe weather events. And it's going to really impact our society and our economy.
A report in March said that the devastating fires in Australia that happened this past year were 30% more likely to occur because of climate change. Do bushfires show up in your lawsuit? And how do you kind of make the connection?
Yeah, the physical impacts of climate change do show up in the case. But to me, it's a really personal issue because I live in an area that's been devastated by two very large bushfires. And that just makes all of what I read about climate change much more tangible. I'm terrified of a future where these are common occurrences.
So what exactly are you asking for in the lawsuit?
We're asking for the government to disclose climate change as a material risk when it's issuing government bonds. And if the government does have to disclose the risks of climate change, the flow-on effects from this would be that they need to make their bonds less risky by taking stronger action to fight climate change.
Cata, my understanding is that a majority of Australians support action on climate change, although we should point out that Australia, like the US, is pretty polarized politically on climate change. Even many high-profile climate denialists are in Australia's federal government. So what's been the response to your lawsuit?
The amount of attention that this has already had, I think, really highlights how much of an issue this is to so many people. It's really relevant to people right now. People are really concerned about this issue.
Cata O'Donnell is a law student at La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia, and leading a class action lawsuit against the government of her home country of Australia. Thanks very much for being with us, Cata. Good luck.
Thank you, Marco. From PRX.